This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The U.S. auto industry had enjoyed a record 7-year run of growth in new car sales. But in 2017, the party seemed to end. The key word, though, is seemed. Yes, sales for the year fell by nearly 2%. But in a number of ways, the auto industry is still plenty healthy. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Call it leveling off instead of a decline. 17.2 million new vehicles moved in 2017. That's just shy of an all-time high of 17.5. It follows a 7-year sales boom of a growing economy, millennial buyers boosting their credit, and pent-up demand coming to showrooms. But eventually, there was nothing pent up anymore, says Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds.
We kind of got to a saturation point. I mean, if you look at the number of cars per registered driver in the United States, it's at an all-time high. So we have more cars than drivers at this point, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why things are starting to slow down a bit.
Also, lots of used cars came off leases to compete against new vehicles, and rental car companies bought less. Sales softened by mid-2017, so brands upped their incentives to keep the rally going. Jeffrey Byers is sales consultant at Westside Lexus in Houston. He says headquarters sent word to sell hard.
They were more aggressive. Even our golden opportunity that happens in August, they pushed it out even before August to be able to draw in people in the front door. That's never happened before that aggressively.
Before you shed a tear for the automakers, they sold an awful lot of pricey trucks and SUVs and crossovers. The average sale price last year rose to more than $35,000. Jeff Schuster is forecaster with LMC Automotive.
Selling larger priced vehicles, or higher priced vehicles, I should say, has led to improved margins and profitability for the automakers. So the automakers overall had a very good year.
He expects more softening in 2018 as interest rates creep up, but still a good car sale year, or I should say a good vehicle year. Passenger cars, as opposed to trucks and SUVs, make up a mere 1/3 of total sales. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.